But first, George and I were both at the Mavs-Clippers game on Monday night. I didn't see our next guest there, was working that game as he does every big game here in the Metroplex. He was the head usher at the American Airlines Center. So joining us on the ticket now is our old friend, Jesse the Usher, our favorite octogenarian. Good morning, Jesse.
Did you say something there?
Yeah, I said good morning, Jesse.
Oh, good morning to you two fellas. We got a real gully washer out there today.
Mm-hmm.
It's rain coming down pretty hard on my house.
Yep.
I don't know where you guys are located.
Yeah, we're in Dallas, and it's raining here, too.
Well, I apologize. I'm a little slow today. I got a little hitch in my giddy-up.
Mm. What's the matter?
Well, I got a trick knee that acts up when it gets moist outside. Leftover old war injury.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I fell over my stack of Life magazines that I collected over the years last night. I tripped and fell.
Oh, God.
That's awful.
Yeah, I saw you two young fellas at the Mavericks basketball contest the other night.
You did. We were looking for you.
Well, you was the one that found me. I helped you point out the direction to the mud room. You said them nachos were running.
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else.
All that backside trouble taking leave of you yet? Or
I'm fine. That wasn't me that was asking for the mud room.
Still clutching your dockers back there.
No. That wasn't me, Jesse.
Yeah, you had bad diarrhea. That's all right.
I did not.
That's all right. I heard your producer man was talking to me before I come on the air, and he said y'all was talking about River Lake Golf Course.
That's right.
Yeah, became Sleepy Hollow. Yeah.
Do you know I hit the second ever shot at River Lake Golf Course right behind Bob Hope's?
No kidding.
Bob Hope?
Yeah, I sure did. I was a caddy out there for years and years and years and years.
Well, why did you get to hit a shot if you were a caddy?
Well, I was a celebrity caddy. That first day they had, it was a caddy day they were also having there at the same time.
So oh, okay.
They'd pair, you know, the top caddy with some of the top entertainers.
Okay.
In our country at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the first time I saw the Bob Hopes perform.
When was the first time?
Well, I saw him the first time when he and I think it was Mae West came out and did a USO show for us fighting boys in Marseille, France.
Oh, wow, back in World War II.
Yeah, you bet that was World War II. That was back when we was kicking Hitler's ass all the way back to the Reichstag.
That's right.
Yes, and thank you for your service, Jesse.
Well, thank you for thanking me for my service. That day I saw Bob Hopes in France performing, that was about 2 days after I put a ceremonial dagger into some kraut sternum while gently shushing him and telling him it was going to be okay.
Oh, my gosh. That's really graphic.
Yeah, it was pretty graphic for him. The last thing that old German ever spit out of his mouth wasn't German, it was blood.
Oh, gosh, Jesse.
I kissed him gently on the lips when I bid him farewell into the underworld.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
man, it's dark.
Well, war is hell.
It is, yeah, I know.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for thanking me for that, sir. Y'all been following the politics we've been having?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I sure hope this Hillary doesn't win.
No,
well,
really?
Well, she might.
I can't stand that walking mess of menopause.
Oh, okay. Man.
If she does win, and it looks like she might, what with all these Mexicans that can vote now.
All right. I think they're naturalized citizens, sir.
But if she does win, I predict she'll be the only president to get more pee in the Oval Office than Bill.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's shocking.
You thought Bill was bad. Well, I'll tell you what. Hillary will have more clam than an Indigo Girls concert.
Okay. All right. Jesse,
we on there now?
Yeah,
yes,
can we
on here.
This is Trump's. He's something else.
Are you going to vote for him?
Well, I don't know. He says some things that I like. I like this idea of the wall, you know, to give us a few extra seconds to shoot them down.
Oh, my gosh, Jesse.
But I tell you, he kind of pissed me off when he went after that Megyn Kelly on Fox. I like her.
Yeah, she seems nice.
I'll tell you one thing. If I ever got that Megyn Kelly in the sack, I'd turn that inside out.
All right.
Jesse, we are...
I think we're going to let you go.
We're running up against it. And,
are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing them ankles as earrings, I tell you.
Hey, now, Jesse, hey, stop.
Hey, listen, I'm on a... can I come down to the station sometime?
Well, I guess.
I'd like to shake y'all's hand in person. I got my great grandson's a big fan of y'all's.
Okay. Well, come on down.
Yeah, and he's apparently interning for Norm's show.
Hmm. Oh, really? That's your great grandson?
That's my great grandson right there.
Okay.
Y'all need to let him on the air a little bit more.
No. Probably not, but we'll look into it.
All right. And, Craig, congratulations on getting that Channel 11 job.
It's not a done deal yet.
Forward to watching you.
But, yeah, thank you. Hopefully that works out.
What's with this Ted Cruz?
Okay. All right. We got to go. Okay. See you, Jesse. That's Jesse the Usher.